first married my wife, there was always something to say. We shared each other's life in each and every way. But time has passed and there isn't much that hasn't already been said. The die is cast and the cast is such that the die is practically dead. So I wander down to the local pub to hang with the guys. But here's the rub. I was never very good at guy talk. I get by the seat of my pants. I have to confess that I couldn't care less if talking sports puts me into a trance. But when my manhood is questioned and the machismo is coming on strong, I know just enough to call their bluff and make the rest up as I go along.
Hey, buddy, what do you think about the baseball season so far, huh?
Oh, jeez, between the steroids and the inflated salaries, I can't wrap my mind around it all. You know, I mean, sure, attendance is down, but let's face it, nobody can hold a candle to Mickey Mantle. I mean, jeez, line foul pass first on the 20-yard line, and Muhammad Ali gets a free throw down center, shooting a foul ball, hole in one, touchdown, 2-0, baby! Who wants another beer?
Yes,
another beer,
yeah,
right. Sure. So you see, I'm not the best at guy talk. I couldn't tell you what I just said. I give them a bit of my made-up shit and say it's based on something I read. But when they ask my opinion about the mileage on some new model car, I give them my rap, which is so wrapped in crap like the smoke from a stinking cigar.
Hey, pal! Do you think the new Fords have improved on mileage?
Ah, let's face it. Fords and Chevys and Fords. I mean, you can't wrap my mind around it, but you know, if you get the Blue Books from a couple of years ago, you can definitely see a difference in the overall performance of the bumper-to-bumper traction of the high-octane steering feel. But don't quote me, I haven't driven the new ones, and I couldn't be less interested in the base distance compared to the aerodynamics involved. Know what I mean?
That's funny, I was just saying that the other day.
Another beer!
Yeah, another beer!
Yeah!
See, I told you that I suck at guy talk. The little double talk's the best I can do. All this he-man jive about the cars we drive is a thing of which I don't have a clue. But now since we're all homeowners and the testosterone settings on high, they asked how I repair my old Frigidaire, and this is the way I reply.
Well, I take my spanner 350, and I open the spinal torii cover plate, then I set the spanner 3/16. I turn it clockwise while leaning counterclockwise on the bi-generator. Once the bi-nominal converter is loosened, it's a cinch to remove the glacial perambulatory base heads for a good cleaning and general going over. And then you put all that back in place, put a couple of drops in 3-in-1 oil on the basal tension slack. That way you save on cubic blockage, and you never need to have a service repairman to widen the jib still rotor.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah. Looks like clockwork.
Yeah, yeah.
Another beer!
So if you feel the same about guy talk, you can get by just by pulling their leg. Play it close to the vest and you'll pass the test if you remain deliberately vague. And now that I've proven my manhood, so the guys won't have any doubt, just let the bullshit flow till it's time to go. Hey, fellas, look, it's been great talking to you, but I gotta run. Here, have another pitcher on me.
Hey, oh. Thanks a lot, pal.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Damned if I know.
But the guy knows what he's talking about.